Nurse practitioners don't have the exact same training as doctors, but they do have a lot in common. For one thing, they're always running late. Sandy McCoy is a nurse practitioner at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas and president of the Texas Nurse Practitioners Association.
When I first started 20 years ago, I would see a patient, and if they needed a prescription, I'd have to go hunt the physician down to have him sign the prescription. And you can imagine that delayed the time and how many patients I could see per day.
Back then, every nurse practitioner had a supervising doctor who not only signed each prescription, but looked over every patient chart. McCoy says the relationship between nurse practitioners and doctors is still too demanding. Nurses are allowed to see patients, but the doctor they have an agreement with can't be farther away than 75 miles. And that doctor has to visit in person every 10 days.
It's really been a hindrance for some of our nurse practitioners that are in the rural clinics and some of these medically underserved areas because they have difficulty trying to get physicians to collaborate with them because of the commitment where they have to come to their office, review 10% of the charts, and many of the nurse practitioners and advanced practice nurses are having to pay for that service, and some up to $5,000 a month.
Dozens of nurses pay up so they can see patients who might not have access to a doctor.
Listen to those heart and lungs, make sure they're doing good.
McCoy places a stethoscope on a patient's chest. This woman, Cindy Samples, had minor surgery 2 weeks ago. Right now, she's feeling all right, but if she needed serious pain medication, McCoy is forbidden by Texas law from prescribing it. Nurse practitioners in more than two dozen other states have no such restrictions.
We'll check your labs the next time you come in.
Okay. The bill approved this month, which the governor is expected to sign, will make prescribing some drugs easier for nurse practitioners. It will also reduce the number of times doctors and nurses have to meet face-to-face. Still, McCoy says the new legislation doesn't give nurse practitioners enough freedom, and she thinks some doctors are afraid to take down the red tape.
I think they feel like they're the only ones that should practice as a physician. There's also some fear that we would take money out of their pocket if we went out to set up practices.
I really think it's a misnomer to say doctors feel threatened of nurses.
Gary Floyd is a pediatrician in Fort Worth and former chair of the Texas Medical Association's Council on Legislation. He and the Medical Association supported this bill, but he doesn't want to see doctors disappear from nurses' clinics.
When we had nurse practitioners, if a patient came through every at least third visit, one of the physicians looked at that child. And sometimes we picked up things that were flat out missed. Subtle masses in the abdomen, subtle heart murmurs, things like that, that we just had more training to look for.
Doctors and nurse practitioners agree collaboration is necessary to keep patients safe. It's how much and how often that's the question. The goal? Spend less time in meetings reviewing charts and more in the office treating patients. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.